We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At fourth and final hour, wild side here on Sports Talk. Welcome in. Coming up this hour, a little NOLA Gold Rugby. Tim Maupin will join us. The Gold back in town this weekend. Phone lines are open as well at 504-260-1870. LSU advances to the next round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. 79-74, they take down Yale. Biggest surprise so far, upset, Mark, what would you say? Would it be the Marquette?
See, I thought Murray State was going to win that game. I would say the biggest surprise right now would be Minnesota beating Louisville.
Okay.
A 10 seed, the Golden Gophers, advancing 86-76. Fun fact. One member of Louisville coaching staff is Bill Murray's son. Bill and Brian Dual Murray were at that game cheering on Bill's son on the bench on the coaching staff of Louisville.
Nice. Okay. Bill Murray.
It's a, once again, Bill
Murray. What's your favorite Bill Murray movie?
Favorite Bill Murray movie?
Caddyshack.
There's so many good ones.
I'm going to get you, you little gopher.
Well, and that was one of the jokes they made. Once again, Bill Murray trying to take down a gopher, but it didn't work. Minnesota advanced. But I like Groundhog Day. Of course, Ghostbusters. Both Ghostbusters movies are so
Dr. Venkman.
Stripes. I love Stripes. I
haven't seen them in Stripes.
You've never seen – you were in the military and you haven't seen Stripes?
Nope. I don't watch – okay, here. Speaking of fun facts.
Okay.
I don't like to watch a lot of military movies because Hollywood's depiction of the military is not even close. They over-dramatize a lot or what's the word I'm looking for?
Under-dramatize?
No, not under-dramatize. They under-appreciate. Okay, there's never, like, American Sniper was good. That was, I guess, it was an accurate depiction because it was based on a true story. But, and like, A Few Good Men, I've watched that, and it just wouldn't go down like that in a courtroom.
But how do you feel about it when it's supposed to be a comedy, like Stripes?
Yeah, fine, I guess, but I mean, it's just, I'm such a stickler for it. Like, I've seen military movies where, you know, they got all these, awards and ribbons on in their dress uniforms, and they're upside down, or they're backwards, or you know, or it just looks sloppy. So the military, the Marine in me goes, can you at least get that right? I mean, don't make the military uniform look like trash. I get it. I'm being a curmudgeon and I'm being a get off my lawn kind of guy.
I get it.
But you know, I don't like to watch a whole lot of military movies, especially comedies. Now, like Saving Private Ryan, of course, right? American Sniper. Absolutely. Platoon, Hamburger Hill.
I've seen Platoon. Platoon's a great film.
Yeah, I love it. But anyway.
And I know one of your favorite movies is Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some military in that
there
one.
There is. Sideways rain. Rain that keeps coming up from underneath.
Did you ever get caught in any rain like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not in a jungle. I mean, not in a jungle like in Vietnam. But, yeah, you spend enough time in the infantry in the United States Marine Corps, you're going to eventually sleep with water around your shoulders. Everything you own is pretty much wet, except for your feet. You got to take care of your feet. So you always make sure, if nothing else, I always made sure I vacuum sealed about 6 pairs of socks, all right, in a Ziploc bag. I always make sure I sealed it well.
I was going to ask, when you're completely submerged, how do you keep your socks dry?
Well, your socks, you're going to have wet feet while you're sleeping or whatever. If you're in water, you're laying in some puddles. But when you get up in the morning, you make sure you put on dry socks. Before you start walking around. Yeah. I don't know how we got to this conversation. Nonetheless, though, phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. How your brackets look right now early in the NCAA men's basketball tournament? Mine's okay. I mean, it's kind of taking on water. It's a little fractured. We can put it that way. But I think Mark Menard's probably so happy because his bracket's looking really, really good. Who'd you have winning it all, Mark?
I've got Duke winning it all.
No surprise.
And to me, that was one of those things where I never picked Duke.
Zion makes it impossible to pick against them.
Yeah, I don't know if you would classify me as a hater. I'm just I'm not a Duke guy, and so I generally I think this is the first time I've ever picked Duke to win at all. But you look at what they've got in Zion and just the pieces around him. RJ Barrett is another legitimate talent, and it just they just look like the favorite by far to win this tournament. And so I had to go with Duke this year. But right now my bracket, I got 7 out of 8 right today.
That's a great text.
I'm looking pretty good.
Full Metal Jacket got it right, and as somebody that's been through Marine boot camp, it was similar. It was similar. Now, they couldn't quite hit you in the time that I went through. At the time, that movie, you know, the drill instructors I'm talking about. I'm sure I've talked to a couple of crusty jarheads that went through basic boot camp during that era. And yes, drill instructors could indeed inflict some physical pain on you with their fists or however they decided to do so. Wasn't always the case. It was a little bit of a milder, gentler Marine Corps when I was in.
So wait, go back for a second. So do you not have basic training in Marine? In the
you have boot camp. It's so never called a basic training.
So
Army calls it basic training.
I was going to say, is that basic training for anyone or is it just...
No, Army calls it basic training. Marines call it boot camp. Sailors call it boot camp. I think the Airmen, I think Air Force call it basic training as well. Yeah, I think that's how... Coast Guard, I want to say, is boot camp as well. But yeah. Boot camp, Marine Corps, not fun days, but nonetheless, I used to tell my son this all the time. Millions of people have done it. Millions. If it was that hard, if it was truly that hard, then millions of people would not have been able to do it. It's just
how early through boot camp was it that you like actually fell out? Did you have that moment where like
fall out? I didn't fall out of nothing.
Well, I meant like I know they break you down. Did you have a moment when you were just running until you couldn't go anymore and you kind of had to...
Nope, never.
Nope, really?
Not at all. No way. That was the thing you would not do. Look, I was motivated by several things. I didn't want to be a quitter. I was not going to let them run me off. And it's one of those things where you might think about it, and I was thinking about it until I went in, but it's incredible what the human body can tolerate. It's incredible when you're in that kind of shape. Your body can get pushed and pushed and pushed. You think you're going to die before you will actually die. I mean, you're just not going to die unless you overheat. You're a heat casualty. That's different. But you're running 6 miles. You feel like you're going to die, but you're not. And you know that. And so to me, I never fell out of a run, never fell out of a road march, ever. That was beyond shameful, beyond shameful. I refused to do that. I didn't do everything right in the Marine Corps. Got my fair share of trouble at times, but... But never fell out of a run or a road march. Coming back for Tim Maupin, NOLA Gold rugby player, next here on WWL. Little NOLA Gold rugby. Tim Maupin, NOLA Gold rugby player, joining us now. And Tim, I hope I got your name pronounced correctly. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I got my name pronounced correctly and happy to be here and chat with you for a little bit.
Are you guys excited about returning home? You've been on the road for a little while.
Yeah, no, big time. We really like playing here down in New Orleans. The fan base down here is great. And yeah, we've been kind of a snowy game up in Utah and then a pretty physical game last weekend out there in Houston. So it'll be nice to be home and put on a good show in front of our home audience.
Tim, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about rugby. I saw my dad play it when he was in the Army, you know, on the club teams, et cetera. It's a great sport. But describe what the wing, that role, that position, what their role is.
So the wing is more or less kind of like the wide receiver slash running back or on attack. And then in defense, we're kind of like strong safeties or cornerbacks. Our main job is get the ball, run, try and score as many times as we can, try and get good go forward ball. And then on defense, kind of come up and shut down the outside, stop the other teams from playing what we like to call expansive rugby, going from sideline to sideline. So you got to be pretty quick and fast to be on the wing and be a pretty decent ball runner. So that's kind of where we do in correlation to American football.
So you were a running back in high school at De La Salle, the historic De La Salle High School. What was it like playing at that high school program, a program that nationally was winning championships? And, I mean, look, they've written books and shot movies about that program.
It was pretty great. It was definitely a really good environment to have playing sports and growing up, especially in those teenage years between 14 and 18. It was one of those kind of cultures and experiences of, you know, as much as they succeed on the field, they do so even more off the field, especially with us creating that culture of, you know, how to hold yourself, how to work hard, how to show up, do your job, be part of a a bigger picture, a bigger, like a piece of a puzzle piece that's bigger for a piece of a puzzle. So just trying to be a member of a family and everything like that, it was a great experience and something that really instilled a lot of skills and work ethic for me moving forward in my life.
Did you cut off one of your toes when you were 23 in order to play?
Yeah, so I ended up finding out that I had melanoma in my toenail root about a month before the rugby season. It was a super rare coincidence. I mean, they went down to Stanford to get it looked at, and they were pretty baffled by how I got melanoma in my toenail and all that other stuff. And so they gave me a couple of options and said, and I was like, well, you might as well just cut it off because, you know, I'm not going to want to risk having to go through a surgery and maybe clearing up all the cancer cells or this or that. And so they ended up amputating half of it and then waited about 3 or 4 weeks and started playing rugby again. So it was one of those crazy little things in life.
Tim Maupin, NOLA Gold rugby player. And so you spent, 5 years in Ireland prior to joining the NOLA Gold?
Yeah. So I got done with college, went down to San Diego and got a USA Sevens contract for about 6-7 months, and then got a really rare opportunity. My head coach from St. Mary's College, his best friend coaches the Trinity University team over in Ireland, and I got an opportunity to go work at Blackrock College, which is a famous high school rugby program over there that's produced some of the greatest rugby players Ireland's ever had, and worked there, coached there, and played rugby, and I enjoyed it so much I kept going back for about 4 or 5 years and really loved it.
Tim, what do you love about the sport of rugby? Like, what's the thing that, I guess, separates it for you from American football?
I think the big thing is the overarching community of rugby. No matter where you go in the world, people play rugby. People look after you as a rugby player. When they find out you play rugby, they invite you to, hey, come out to a training session. Hey, come out to a game. Hey, come drink with some of the guys. Hey, meet some of the guys. Or, you know, if you're in a sticky situation and, you know, you find another rugby player or person, they'll put you on the couch. They'll put you up for a little bit. They'll help you on that way. It's a really close-knit family that spreads all the way across the globe. And it's probably one of the best ways to travel around the world. I've been fortunate enough to go, I mean, live in Ireland, like you said, play down in Australia, down in New Zealand, Canada, Eastern Europe, everywhere. So it definitely would be those two things are big reasons why I love the sport.
What do you love about New Orleans?
Oh, man, there's a lot to love about New Orleans. I love, as many people do, I love the food down here. The music is great. Being able to go anywhere into a bar or a restaurant and just have a live band sitting there playing jazz or blues or rock and roll is great. But I definitely think I love the people the most. Everyone down here is really hospitable, really nice. They're actually genuinely interested. Oh, hey, where are you from? What are you doing here? Oh, you play pro rugby. I didn't know that was going on here. Or, oh, you like this or that. It's just, I don't know. The people down here are really, really hospitable, and I love it.
You know what else, Tim? They love winners, man. They love winners. So yeah. You know, even if the NOLA Gold rugby team is fairly new, which it is, and the sport of rugby is new down here in these parts, which I think it's going to catch on, Tim. That's why I think winning will go such a long way for the NOLA Gold rugby team, because fans down here, they are just crazy for anything. Any team that wears NOLA on their chest or on their back, whatever sport it is, if they're winning, the fans are going to come out and rep it.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And, you know, we really appreciate being able to represent New Orleans. We love getting people out to our games. You can go, actually, for anybody who's listening that wants to come out, trying to figure out how to come out to games, we've got go on to our website, NOLAGoldRugby.com. You can buy tickets there, or you can call 504-50-RUGBY and get tickets there. We also got merchandise we sell. So if you want to rep some NOLA Gold Rugby, you can go to the website as well and buy it. But, no, I mean, we're super happy about being down here in New Orleans and winning. We got a lot of competition with the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees putting up records and the boys making it to NFC Championship games and whatnot. So we're trying to do our best to keep representing that while the football season off.
Tim, I'm going to be there Saturday. Just what's been the fan support been like so far?
It's been unreal. It honestly turns into a party in the stands. I mean, fans get behind us shouting NOLA, you know, NOLA, NOLA when we're scrumming or when we're defending on our line. When we score a try, they just erupt and you just start seeing them dancing and partying, and the announcers are playing music, and it just, I mean, it turns into like a legitimate New Orleans experience. I mean, it's unbelievable. I had the actual fortunate opportunity to watch us play the last 5 or 6 weeks with a injury, and just being on the sidelines and just hearing all the fans going nuts and crazy and loving everything. It's great. It's an unbelievable atmosphere. And I know I speak on the boys' behalf. We're really appreciative of all the people that come out and support us.
We don't need too much of a reason to party down here in New Orleans.
No, you don't.
It's just, no. We can turn anything into a party, that's for sure. I mean, look at the NOLA no call. We turned it into a huge parade and second line. I mean, come on. We will be there for any team that wears NOLA anywhere on their uniform. Tim, anything I didn't ask you that you want to add, man?
No, just if anybody wants to come out, you know, again, that's NewOrleansGoldRugby.com to get tickets and merchandise. Or 50 Rugby, if you need to call over the phone. We got our game this weekend against Austin at 2 p.m. at Shaw Stadium. So, you know, come on out, support the team, meet us after the game. If you want to have, you know, a couple beers with us and talk to us after the game, we'll be more than happy to. But, yeah, just come out and join the party and be part of the NOLA Gold family. More than happy to have you all.
That's rare to be able to go up close and personal and have a couple beers with pro athletes. All right, that's a rare opportunity. Tim, where do you guys play real quick?
We play at Archbishop Shaw Stadium,
okay.
The high school right there in the back. We renovated the whole football field and turned into our little gold stadium there.
Nice. Tim Maupin, NOLA Gold rugby player. Good luck Saturday, man. I'll be in that number. I'll be there watching.
Appreciate that so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. Man, I think this NOLA Gold team this sport of rugby is going to catch on. Think about it. It falls perfectly in line with, there's no football, there's no American football going on necessarily, aside from the AAF, but locally, I'm talking about, it kind of runs in conjunction with LSU baseball and the Pelicans right now. They're a mess. So, our CBS News update. Speaking of NOLA Gold, I mean, those dudes are tough. If you've watched rugby at all, there's a certain amount of toughness. These guys don't have pads on. They're going full contact. You see separated shoulders, broken bones. These guys, I mean, they epitomize toughness. That's what I'm excited about. Again, I haven't watched rugby live and in person since my dad was dragging me to the games that he was a part of playing for the Army up there at West Point. And that was rather boring because none of them were real athletes. And my dad had his moments where he had some injuries. The other thing, too, is that the cauliflower ear. They wear those earmuffs kind of to protect their ears. But it's a great sport. I'm anxious to go on Saturday. I'm going to bring my boys with me. My dad's going to come along as well. Scott and them are going to take care of us. But it's a sport that you heard it there in the interview. I mean, rare is it that you get to go have a couple of drinks with pro athletes. Now, I get it. They're not on the status of the New Orleans Saints players or perhaps, you know, obviously the New Orleans Pelicans, they're not that star-studded, but they are pro athletes. And they're just like you. They'll show you that. Just go out there, play a game, or I think it's a match, rugby match, and then go out there and have a couple of drinks at the local watering hole. That's pretty cool. And in particular, like I said, it's a sport that's kind of growing in popularity, right, around the globe and certainly in the United States and in this city. And it falls perfectly in line with, it's not an interruption, or it's not competing with the Saints in pro football. It's competing with a little LSU baseball. I don't know if it's really competing there either. But my point though is that it's in the spring. It's good entertainment. It's good. It's a good time to ultimately bring the family out for a cheap ticket for entertainment for a couple of hours. It's not going to break the bank to bring a family of four out to a rugby match. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Had LSU coach Paul Maneri on earlier. If you missed that show or you missed that part of the show, log on to WWL.com, go to our on-demand, click on Bobby's face, and you can go right to Paul Maneri's interview, previewing LSU and Georgia this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Athens. LSU trying to get back on a winning side of things on the road. They are 0-4 so far this season. One loss against Northwestern State and then being swept in Austin earlier in the season against Texas. Again, watch with hope, but without the expectation that LSU is going to sweep Georgia. and understand that there's a possibility they might only win one in that series, and that's not the end-all be-all. Georgia's a really, really good baseball program. So is LSU in their own right. It's starting to come together for LSU. This is how you kind of expected it. Because they were so young in certain parts of their team, in particular on their pitching staff, it was unrealistic to think that a freshman just pitching out of high school this time last year was going to come in and just dominate in the SEC and dominate college baseball. It doesn't happen that way. They need some reps under the belt. They look like they're getting much more comfortable, and I think this pitching staff is going to be pretty impressive come April and May. We'll step away and come back and get a scoreboard update from the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament from Mark Menard next here on WWL. LSU advances 79-74 over Yale in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Welcome back to Sports Talk. We're going to send it back to Master Control for Mark Menard for a March Madness update.
Thank you, Christian. You know, I think one of the things that makes the beginning of the tournament so exciting is that you have 32 games in 2 days, and every single one of them is the same level of importance. So you have to see all of them. You have to figure out what's going on. So we got you covered here with what's going on so far today on the first day of the round of 64. 8 games in the books, 8 games left to go tonight with 4 of them already underway, and let's talk about it. First off, let's get right to the game everybody's worried about down here. LSU taking on Yale. The third-seeded Tigers getting the job done. 79-74 to advance. It's their first NCAA tournament win in 13 years. The last time LSU got past the first round, 2006, they went all the way to the Final Four. I'm just saying. LSU's team today, led by Skylar Mays, 19 points on the day. Tremont Waters adding 15, and Nas Reed 14, and Cavell Bigby Williams with 10. So 4 Tigers in double figures as, again, they advance past Yale 79-74. LSU, the third seed in the East bracket, and they are moving on to the round of 32, where they will face the Maryland Terrapins. Maryland, the sixth seed in that bracket, they get by Belmont 79-77. So it's going to be LSU taking on Maryland on Saturday. We still don't know the time yet of what time that game is going to start, but whenever it starts, we'll have it for you right here on WWL. Elsewhere in the early slate of games, 2 double-digit seeds pulled off upsets. The Minnesota Golden Gophers, the 10th seed in the East bracket, getting past Louisville 86-76. They will advance to take on the number 2 seed Michigan State Spartans. Michigan State with a win over Bradley 76-65. So in that bracket in the East, that's LSU's quadrant right there. You have LSU and Maryland and Michigan State and Minnesota. The winners of those 2 games will meet up in the Sweet 16. Also in the early slate of games, Auburn had a very tough time, but they survive by the skin of their teeth. 78-77, the 5th seed Auburn moves past the number 12 seed New Mexico State. Kansas, big winners in the Midwest, 87-53, they blast Northeastern. So it'll be Kansas and Auburn in the second round in the Midwest bracket. Also in the West today, it was the Florida State Seminoles, 76-69 winners over Vermont. The 4 seed Florida State moving on. They will take on the 12 seed Murray State Racers, led by NBA prospect Ja Morant. Morant had a triple-double, and Murray State just ran roughshod all over in 5 seed Marquette, 83-64. So we'll see a Florida State-Murray State matchup in the West in the second round. Now, 8 other games on tap later tonight. 4 of them getting ready to tip off. The first one in about 40 minutes. We'll see the 2 seed Michigan Wolverines battling number 15 Montana. We'll also see number 7 Wofford against number 10 Seton Hall. Number 3 Purdue taking on 14 Old Dominion. And number 8 Syracuse against number 9 Baylor. Those 4 games are later tonight. The 4 games that are happening as we speak, 2 of them involve SEC teams. The number 10 Florida Gators, who LSU had a ton of trouble with this season, losing 2 out of 3 to the Gators. Well, no, they're giving somebody else some trouble right now. They're leading the number 7 Nevada Wolfpack by 12, 58-46, 7:51 to play in that game. Florida's trying to become the 3rd double-digit seed to move on today. Meanwhile, also out of the SEC, the Kentucky Wildcats, no trouble for them. They are all over the number 15 seed Abilene Christian. Out of the Southland Conference, the Southland Conference champs look like they're going to be getting an early ride home. Kentucky 63-31 leading that game. 8:43 to play in that game. The top seed Gonzaga Bulldogs out of the West, they're also having no trouble. A 60-25 lead over the 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson. And at the half, another double-digit seed with a lead, Gonzaga's conference rival in the West Coast, St. Mary's, the Gales, the 11th seed, a two-point lead over number 6 seed Villanova. Remember, Villanova, the defending national champions, they could be getting an early ride home as well. St. Mary's leading that one by 2 at the half, 30-28. That is your look at the NCAA tournament as it stands right now. Another 16 games on tap tomorrow as well in the first round. And then we'll have the second round on Saturday and Sunday, which will involve LSU. Again, the Tigers winning today over Yale, and they will play Maryland on Saturday right here on WWL. I'm Mark Menard, back now to Christian Garrick for more of Sports Talk.
Well done, as always, Mark, keeping us up to date on the NCAA men's basketball tournament. How's your bracket look? And also, Mark, you know who Sebastian Maniscalco is?
Yeah, he's a stand-up comic.
Yeah, excited to announce that next Wednesday on Sports Talk at 4:35, we're going to have Sebastian Maniscalco on the show. He's performing at the Beau Rivage on March 30th. So looking forward to having him. I'm a big fan of his comedy. His theme this year on this tour is Stay Hungry. If you're not familiar with him, just go to YouTube and look up the Compound Bow and Arrow scene. Just type in Sebastian Maniscalco, Compound Bow and Arrow. He's a high-energy comic that he kind of has similar style of Jerry Seinfeld. He, in fact, waited on Jerry Seinfeld one time as a waiter when Jerry Seinfeld was, you know, rising through the comedic ranks as a star. And he told Jerry, I'm going to be where you are one day. And he's got similar qualities as a comedian that I kind of gravitate to. I think he's hilarious. Cannot wait to talk to him on Thursday.
Do we need to start a pool as to how quickly into the interview your face is going to turn red from laughter? Is this going to be a thing?
Well, maybe so. But he's one of those – he's funny, right? But he's also, like I said, he's high energy. So you don't always appreciate his humor unless you're seeing it too. You've seen him, right? He's jumping around. He's very demonstrative with his hands, et cetera. Also, he's got a great skit on Uber. He's got a great skit on Uber that you'd like as well. But excited to talk to him. In the meantime, I want to talk to you. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. By the way, LSU Pro Day tomorrow. Me and Steve Geller will be down there live from Baton Rouge. 4 to 5:30. But our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, should the Saints lock up Mike Thomas this offseason or spend the money elsewhere? And should they run the risk of signing him next year? Worry about this year. Worry about next year. That seems to be the approach of the New Orleans Saints. Some might call it irresponsible. I call it responsible to the roster you have, because you have a championship caliber roster that you have to serve and augment right now. Don't spend that money on Mike Thomas at this moment when it could go somewhere else to help you win now. Sure, Mike Thomas is a phenomenal receiver and phenomenal player, but sign him next year. Yeah, his market might go up a little bit if he has another monster year. But again, you're all in this year. You're trying to win a Super Bowl this year before Drew Brees says he's done. You call me at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Wake up to the news and information you need and the conversation you love tomorrow morning on WWL First News with Tommy Tucker. Just days after a deadly terror attack, New Zealand bans assault weapons and military-style guns. Did the Prime Minister take the proper action or overreact? Are you glad or mad that doesn't happen in the U.S. after mass shootings? All that and more coming your way tomorrow morning with Tommy Tucker from 6 to 10 a.m. right here on WWL. Also discussing term limits for politicians. And do you really think there's any way the United States could become socialist? I'll stay out of that conversation or sharing my thoughts about that topic. Not my lane. Going to stay right here in the sports lane and not opine on that right now, because I don't think the bosses would want me to. And that's that. So
we talk sports on Sports Talk.
That we do. That we do. And we enjoy staying in a sports lane because it gets a little messy when you start mixing in the politics and where you stand there with sports.
Plus, we've got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, right? We got the NCAA men's basketball tournament, NCAA women's basketball tournament starting tomorrow, LSU baseball in the midst of free agency in the NFL. NOLA Gold Rugby ahead of the NFL owners meetings this week. So there's plenty of other things that we can make messy on our own.
That's right.
Without bringing in politics to sports.
We can make plenty of our own messes. Yeah, we do it all the time.
Just listen to me for 4 hours. It gets messy. A couple of text messages here at 870-870. Let's see. It says, Christian, how good are the Gold in their league? Well, they were unbeaten until they went on the road. It's a good team. It's a good rugby team. Another one says, the rugby dudes are tough. Wasn't Janikowski a rugby dude? I don't think Janikowski was a rugby guy. I think he was a soccer guy before going to Florida State and ultimately being the number one pick of the Oakland Raiders. That's such an Al Davis thing to do, to pick a kicker in the first round. Also says, let's see. Christian, here it is. Rugby is baloney, and I'm editing there, and you know it. No, it's not. How can you say rugby is a baloney game? You've either never watched it or attempted to play it at all. Guys are getting out there with no pads. Have you ever played tackle football in the backyard, even as a grown man? I know the Marines, we used to play it in the quad, in the barracks, and we had to stop playing it because we were breaking collarbones, wrists, etc. Platoon sergeant was like, all right, that's enough of that. But rugby players, look, that's a violent, violent game. And you know what? That's why I think that it's going to catch on here in the United States eventually. I think it's going to catch on here in New Orleans because we love football, American football, and we bemoan the fact that it's no longer the football that we fell in love with because it's not as violent. But it's a violent sport. Just go watch it. Go YouTube it. Look at the hits that these guys take. The punishment they deliver when they're carrying a football. I mean, you can't be – it's not for the faint of heart. If you want to be a rugby player, you got to be strong. You got to be tough, mentally and physically. I love the game. I haven't watched it in years because I've had other things to watch. But I'm going Saturday to watch the NOLA Gold, and I can't wait to see how up close and personal – how violent it is. Look, you're talking to a guy that was on the sidelines for the Saints for 9 seasons. And I used to walk away from games going, God, how do they do that? Like, how do they get up from hits? And albeit I know that over the last handful of years, it's gotten softer. It's not as physical as it once was, but it's still very physical. I'm talking about NFL now. But I used to walk away from games going, man, I wouldn't be able to get up. And then also during the week, being in the locker room, being around the team, seeing guys hobble around the locker room, going to treatment for an injury that would have held another human, a lesser human being, out of that week and weeks beyond. I always admired what a player's body went through and then in 6 days turned it around and did it all over again. And they were right back where they started. They, you know, get punished physically, have an injury, work all week, sleep in cryo chambers, get all this treatment throughout the week, and still go out there and play at a high level each and every week. It was amazing to me. I admired their toughness. I still do. I don't know that the average fan gets to see what I got to see for 9 years, which is how brutal this game is on their bodies. So if you haven't seen it, take my word for it. Maybe you'll gain a little bit of a greater appreciation for just how tough these guys are. I'm talking about NFL players. I'm not talking about rugby right now. And what they sacrifice for themselves and their families and their bodies. And that's why some fans might say, well, gosh, well, how is he getting $40 million? Well, because of what he's putting his body through. Yeah, I know nobody makes him play the game. I get that. But that's the market. You want my services? $40 million. Yeah, I'll suffer through shoulder injuries and have to get treatment and hobble around for the rest of my life once my career is done. But if I'm going to have to do that, then I want to be compensated well. Just stands to reason. But I'm telling you, I saw it for 9 years. I was amazed by it each and every year, just how tough those guys were and what they put their bodies through each and every week, week in and week out, sometimes for 22, 24 straight weeks if they made an extended run into the postseason. If you count training camp, you're talking about, I don't know, 32 weeks. Mark Menard at Master Control, thanks a bunch for your help, along with Steve Geller, our executive producer and program director. Diane Newman back here on Sports Talk tomorrow live from LSU's Pro Day at 4 o'clock. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.